Hello and welcome to Final Fights. I am Mark Hoffmeyer, and joining me is a woman who wiped out two royal guards to make her entrance into this podcast recording. It's Megan Hoffmeyer.
Okay, so only if it's in the style that Rey and Kylo fight the Praetorian guards.
So you want to wipe out those Praetorian guards, or you want to wipe out the ones that Yoda wiped out?
I want to wipe out the guards that Yoda wiped out, but in the style of Rey and Kylo.
Oh, so you want to kill them, not just knock them out?
Back to back, battling, lightsabers everywhere, heck yeah.
With some melee attacks?
That is a cool fight.
Oh yeah, the Praetorian guards, that's a sweet fight.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking I should have gone downstairs and gotten, we have barbecue grill tongs that look like a lightsaber and they make noises. I should have brought them up here.
You should have.
And I should have been like, may the fourth be with you.
Oh, I like it. Turn it on. We could use that sound effect.
It's really bad, but very fun.
The one thing that made me really happy, when Yoda walks into the room and tosses the guards, you went, whoa. Like, because it was such a cool moment. So I remember watching this movie. I went, when I was in Tallahassee, I went and got the midnight screening for this film. And I mean, so Revenge of the Sith, it's the highest rated of the three. It's the most popular of the three. I think people like it the most out of the trilogy. But during this final fight, when Yoda did that, the entire theater, packed out theater, probably 400 people,
freaked out.
And he just wipes them out of the way. Yoda just comes out and just knocks these dudes down. And I kind of dig it. Like,
Which theater did you go to?
The big mall. The mall one.
Oh, the one that was in the
Tallahassee mall?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. So we went to that and people just went nuts. And I really enjoy this skirmish in the Senate because there's some tiny little moments that I really like. Whether it's from like Ian McDiarmid's laughing, just his ha ha ha, his cackling, looking annoyed. You know, Yoda.
I expect him to gag every time.
I just love, and I love when he gets knocked back into his chair very ungracefully and just kind of looks like a goober. And then when Yoda's hanging on to that pod, he scratches off of it. And
he leaves the nail marks. I'm really happy, though, that he didn't, like, break a nail on there, because that, to me, would have been deeply disturbing.
It's one of those force
things.
Nail.
It's one of those things that sort of gets to you because you've experienced the pain before.
He scratches. He has some strong nails to, like, take out steel.
Those are talons.
Oh, there it is. Good point. And then he falls down there. But what I like about this fight is, to set it up, Obi-Wan and Yoda have a plan. Basically, Obi-Wan doesn't want to fight Anakin, who becomes Darth Vader, but Yoda's like, you can't take this dude. Like, this dude just wiped out Mace Windu and a bunch of other Jedis.
Darth Sidious, Dark Lord of the Sith.
You are not going to take Darth Sidious. I'm going to take him on. So if Yoda goes and fights Darth Sidious in the Galactic Senate Chamber holding office, and then into the Grand Convocation Center inside the Senate pods, he'll distract him long enough so that Obi-Wan has a chance to defeat Anakin.
So that Palpatine doesn't go and interrupt.
Yeah, and Yoda comes in, and what I like is Yoda knocks out his guards, and I like the dude that's with Darth Sidious, Mas Ameda. He kind of ducks out. He's like, I'm out of here, man.
He really does. I mean, he just ducks out. He doesn't even give a glance over his shoulder.
And I guess what one neat thing is that sets this fight up is, you know, from Return of the Jedi that Darth Sidious has Force Lightning, and he blasts Yoda away, and then Yoda just kind of lays on the ground and plays possum, and then Yoda gets up, and I guess we're avoiding a lot of conversation. So
Palpatine, your rule is not short enough. It was,
yeah, I love that. And you know, Darth Sidious says that his arrogance blinds him, blasts him away, and I like when Yoda's laying on the ground. Palpatine is such a dick because he goes, I've been waiting a long time for this moment, my little green friend. It's like, geez Louise, Palpatine.
Yeah, it's such a mean dig, but I guess he is the Dark Lord.
And then he starts cackling. He sees Yoda getting up, and Palpatine starts going, hey, hey, hey. And he takes his hands, and he's like, starts like, come on, Yoda.
That is the grossest makeup I have. It's just gross looking, his face. I hate it.
And I like that Palpatine's going to duck out, and Yoda's like, not if anything. Wait. Bust in the Force, Luke. I can't do it. Not if anything to say about I have. At an end your rule and not sure enough it was. And then he does a Bruce Lee movement. He takes his little hands and he goes, come to me. And Darth Sidious tries to duck out. What a punk. That was annoying.
And he knows how powerful he is at this point, Darth Sidious.
And I like Yoda jumps in front of Darth Sidious and goes, so powerful you are. Why leave? Like
they're just taunting each other the whole time.
And what I thought was really interesting, George Lucas had this to say in the commentary, because I listened to the commentaries about this and I tried to find whatever I could. When you have Anakin and Obi-Wan fighting, which you should listen to that episode of Final Fights.
Simultaneously, at the same time, listen to them.
So they're fighting, but it's very like boom, 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 like just constant fights. But when this fight starts, you have them swinging, and then you have them kind of like, they'll hit their sabers together and they'll stop and look at each other. Then they'll swing again, stop, look at each other. So he wanted them to have a start-stop feeling to not make it feel like, to make it feel different from the other fight that was going on.
Well, it's almost like they're stopping and evaluating. This is more of a fight, like you said, to draw time out than it is. The other one is very charged emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hatred and sadness and fear going on in the duel on Mustafar. In this one, it's a different vibe altogether.
And Palpatine's having the time of his life.
Oh yeah, they're.
I wish that song was
love in this.
I have the time of my. But yeah, but then Yoda fails and he's like he slumps down in that little car.
I did write pretty graceful fall by Yoda, considering. I mean, he jumps, he rolls, and then he gets back up.
And he does all his flips and
his coat just flutters down and hangs on something.
It looks great. They said that ILM said the best thing about this fight is that his coat looked realish. It didn't look CGI-ish. Like, it had fabric to it.
Mm-hmm.
So how many strikes do you think they threw at each other in this? I'm not counting the pods.
You're not going to throw in the pods?
Yeah. Lightsaber.
Lightsaber?
Yeah.
What a... 75?
45.
Oh, I almost said 50.
Yeah, so 45. Really? There is some light... And then how many pods do you think Palpatine... Like, Palpatine's throwing these pods like Chiclets. I don't know why you throw Chiclets, but still.
Yeah, that would be a waste of Chiclets. How many pods? 10?
8. But I mean, he's just tossing them down. And so I remember, I don't want to anger anybody about this. Please don't be angry. But in Rise of Skywalker, when Rey and Kylo are able to control that spaceship, it makes lots of sense now knowing how powerful Palpatine is in Revenge of the Sith.
Yes, I completely agree.
He's chucking those things around. But, you know, the way this fight starts is, and I kind of like that. So this is, you're going to find this very interesting.
Hmm.
So in this fight, democracy had just been destroyed.
Yes.
You know, this is how we fall, with thunderous applause. So they go fight in this grand center, and they're literally destroying democracy. They are throwing the things down.
Symbolism.
Yeah. So that's what the ILM guy said. They were destroying democracy in this fight scene. So, I mean, they're breaking it up. They're throwing it. Like, it's a battle for democracy in this chamber. And the Palpatine's the one who's throwing it, not caring. That's a pretty, like, I don't know. It's on the nose, but it's good.
I mean, it's on the nose, but unless you stop and think about it, at this point, you're probably caught up in the Yoda blasting people, and there's force lightning, and there's all kinds of things going on. So you might not stop and ruminate on that in the moment.
I loved it. And I like how the fight starts as well, where Palpatine or Darth Sidious puts this lightsaber above his head. It reminded me of Kingdom of Heaven, where Liam Neeson's is training Orlando. Yeah, you did it. Megan just did the motion where...
So, I did notice him do that in the movie, and I was thinking, that's different.
So what they do is, like, you just lift up your hands and have your sword up in the air and you strike down. So,
but the thing is, Liam Neeson has a broadsword. That thing is heavy as crap.
I gotta tell you, between Rob Roy...
A lightsaber is as heavy as that, but...
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, maybe his Qui-Gon's lightsaber
was
heavy.
So maybe it was just a stylistic choice on Palpatine's part.
I mean, it looked cool.
Yeah, he probably did want to... He probably is concerned with looking cool. Have you seen his Senate chamber?
Yeah.
And his red guards.
Yeah, he loves it. And his robes. He loves a hoodie.
Yeah, I mean, he's a styling guy.
And so... They start rising up in the chamber. And what do you think about this, the fast Yoda flipping? Like,
I like that. I think my favorite move of his, though, in the chamber is when he takes a pod and he's doing this thing with the force
starts
in his
spinning
hand,
it.
Spinning the pod before he throws it. That was my favorite Yoda move in the chamber. More than any of the flipping and fighting.
And I think my favorite moment of that fight comes when Yoda spins that pod and throws it at the Emperor. And the Emperor goes, ugh, and jumps away. Oh, man, you wrecked my fun. Like, oh, man.
You know, when they first get into the chamber and they're about to start fighting in there, there's this moment in the score where there's a very clear xylophone, like, do-do-do.
Oh.
And I hear it every single time. It's just an interesting, almost transition into the next part of the score or the next heat of the battle. I don't know. It's just, it really sort of spoke to me when I hear it every time.
Oh, I need to go back and watch that now. That sounds nice. Do you want to hear something crazy?
Hmm.
All right, so... Anakin lost because he didn't have the high ground in the duel on Mustafar. On this one, the Emperor has high ground.
Well,
not just because he's taller than Yoda.
And not just... And not the moral high ground either.
Yeah, and yeah, not the moral, the literal high ground.
Yes.
Literally.
Only.
So, and it's kind of interesting how Anakin talks about, so the more powerful, the more in control fighter in both fights has the high ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an interesting take on that. And then I also like in this fight how Yoda, you know, Yoda is very sort of honorable. He's not a cheap shotter in this one. But in this one, you have the Emperor throwing sneaky force lighting. He's throwing pods like chiclets. And then he just starts blasting. Like, they lose their lightsabers, and the Emperor's like, screw it! Boom! Force lightnings him. And then Yoda, so I learned this today. Yoda uses something called tutaminis.
What are they, like little energy balls?
Yeah.
In his hands?
Yeah. Hmm. To fight that lightning, and I didn't know about it.
It did look different. So when it was coming out of Yoda's hands, they were sort of ball-like in the palm.
Wikipedia is amazing.
It's got facts, so much.
I mean, whenever I need a Star Wars fact, I go to Wikipedia, because they know everything.
You know, it's funny, when I would Google things, or just, you can go down Star Wars rabbit holes like none other. You're reading a description, and there's a link in the text, and you're going, well, maybe I want to know a little bit more of what that thing they just references. And you click that or open a new tab and you read that one. There's more stuff to click. And by the time you're done with 15 minutes of research, you've got 40 tabs open and you don't know what's happened to you. And you're pulling it's just your hair exhausting. Out.
There's just so much. There's so much research.
Yes. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah, I love you guys. But yeah, I mean, so the Emperor's kind of cheating, but I like that he...
Kind of.
So in my notes here, there's Darth Sidious annoyed when Yoda throws the spinning pod at him. And I swear to you, I thought I heard the Emperor go, curses! Like, when he's jumping down, he doesn't... So, Yoda throws the pod back at him, and he has to give up on the high ground, and the Emperor just goes, curses! And jumps down, and then Yoda meets him back, and they start shooting Force Lightning and Tutaminis at each other, and they both kind of equal each other out, but Yoda gets... Since Yoda's higher, he gets shot back, and that's what makes him fall all the way, like, 300 feet to the ground, and he has to escape.
Like I said, pretty graceful, considering.
And now, if you think about it, I mean, it's smart of Yoda, because the Emperor hangs out for a while and is like, fine, Yoda, if you haven't found his body, you haven't found him. And the Stormtroopers are like, yeah, we get you. So they're going around, the clone troopers, they're looking around. And during this time, when they're looking for him, that's wasting precious time for the Emperor to go to Mustafar.
Mm-hmm.
So Yoda lives. He fails. He's going to go into hiding. Like, he goes to Dagobah. He wants to give up because he's just all depressed. His little body, he's just all sad. When Edward
James... I know. Yeah, he flumps into the seat.
When Jimmy Smits picks him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just picks him up. But you should watch it. When he falls in, he's depressed. But, I mean, it's a successful plan. Did he go... He didn't go into this fight knowing he would win. He knew that the Emperor was a cheap shot in SOB.
No, he just knew that he had the better chance in the fight.
Yeah. And so, you know, he figured, I can live longer than you, so mm-hmm. I will go and take care of that. But the thing is, if he's more powerful than Anakin, he should have just flown over there and wiped Anakin out real quick and gotten out.
Yeah, but then you run the risk of having Darth Sidious show up, and then he's fighting both of them at the same time.
Yeah, because Darth Sidious just makes short work of Obi-Wan.
And then it's just a big old shit show. And then you've got that cute little droid who is floating above the lava planet, coming to check out the fight, probably maybe taking some snaps, spreading them around the galaxy.
If I was that droid, I would keep a safe distance and watch. That'd be great. Unless they try to grab you and throw you at somebody. The Emperor would do that.
He kept a safe distance, and they were walking across this sort of...
Yeah, those pipes.
Transom or pipe. So I think he was safe. They couldn't have really grabbed him.
So what do you think about this fight?
They could have lightsabered
him. Which fight do you like better? Do you like this one or do you like the Mustafar fight?
Well, that's tough. So I don't know. I think I might like this one better. Just because it's so... The barbs thrown at the beginning. For me, at least, I had seen the original quote-unquote mm-hmm. trilogy before ever getting here, and these came out, and it was such a big event, and people were sitting outside camping outside the Movie Co. in South Florida, waiting to get just the pre-sale tickets. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. It was such a big event, and that made it so fun. But to that point, we already sort of knew where Anakin's line went, so it wasn't really a big surprise for me what was going to go down in that fight. The pure entertainment value of Yoda and Palpatine throwing cheeky verbal barbs at each other.
I mean, they throw some cheeky little... Yoda's like, where are you going, man?
The whole thing is cheeky. So back to the first use of Force Lightning when I think he's still sitting at the desk.
Yeah.
And he jets out... I mean, Palpatine jets out his fingers and they're very much splayed and the lightning is coming out. I feel like they didn't direct them very well here, but that's besides the point.
Jazz
it's
Kwon-do.
So cheesy with mm-hmm. their fingers both out at each other that I looked it up to see if there were t-shirts of it. There are not, and I think there need to be.
Just him shooting his fingers out?
But there are toys of just, if you look up Force Lightning and Palpatine, there's toys of him with his arms out, and he looks like a vampire because his hands are just very much old Nosferatu sort of fingers. Like, he's supposed to be doing Force Lightning, but obviously it's a toy and there's no Force Lightning.
Do you think the people from The Magicians and Wanda from the MCU copied Ian McDiarmid's magic fingers when they shoot their stuff?
Hell no.
But you know what I liked about his performance, though, is that, you know, and Ian McDiarmid's been really praised for this, and that, you know, Ian McGregor said he had a very hard time with the green screen, and as he should, and a lot of actors felt very uncomfortable with this technology. Now, Ian McDiarmid... He is on another level. I mean, so I love his scene in the opera early on with this. He's at a thing called Squid Lake, which I just learned. Squid Lake. That's like the nickname for it. But he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Like your.
Yeah,
successful.
Like my Squid Lake.
Yeah.
So what I think is interesting is he's leaning into it. So you have other fights where maybe people think everything's a little whiny or a little too stilted or, you know, too serious. And then you have a guy that's in another movie entirely, just cackling and throwing chiclets and just
shooting laser beams
sneaky,
from his fingers.
Sneaky force light. So it's not even like, I'm going to shoot you with force lightning now. He just cheap shots.
It's almost very reminiscent of Thriller.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With and, fingers.
And when Yoda knocks out those
but
two.
But that being said, I love it. I don't think it's out of place. I think that makes the whole scene fun.
Because I think it's the actor, right? He's on another, there's no other performances in this trilogy
like
he does.
You said he's in a different movie. What's the name of that movie, Mark?
Oh, man. The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, jeez.
Because he's dancing. You
that
just said
movie
he
was, already was stolen.
Yeah, no, but that was before Emperor's New, right?
I don't
Maybe
think
not.
So.
But yeah, so I mean, I like that he's on a different level with this. I like when Yoda knocks out the two guards. The Palpatine's
yeah, very,
not even
it's
mad.
It's very gangsterish. Yeah. He just sort of does it behind him.
Yeah. And Palpatine's not mad. Like, those guards are not going to get... They're unconscious.
No, Palpatine's going, game on.
He loves it.
I'm here for this.
Like, that's a good boss. He's not going to punish these two red guys. Like,
well, maybe
they're going to be embarrassed. But what could they do against Yoda? Like, he didn't expect Yoda to come back. And
he
so
replace them with Praetorian guards.
Yeah. Oh, man. Maybe that's why. I mean, later on, right?
Yeah.
Snoke. But so he... You know, you have those two guards getting... I mean, that's just such a crowd-pleasing moment, right? And then you just have McDiarmid on another level. I mean, Palpatine is... I love it. Oh, curses. Like, just screaming and shooting stuff and laughing and cackling. So that's why I really enjoy this fight. And it seems like on the internet, there's really no negative thoughts about this.
No, I didn't see any. I saw... It's funny. Most discussion is very much centered on the duel on Mustafar. But when it comes to this one, there's very little discussion. Or they talk about the final fight segment of this movie, of episode 3, as... Well, I didn't really like the one fight, but this was very entertaining. Loved Yoda.
Yeah, it's Yoda and it's the Emperor and they're having a good time. Yoda's sassy. The Emperor's sassy. It's just a crowd. This is probably one of the most, I think Yoda smashing those guards might be one of the most crowd-pleasing moments in this new trilogy. Imagine being in a packed theater and watching those two red guys get knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so cool.
Right. I personally like their verbal jabs. It's so funny. And you can, because of Yoda's sort of sideways speak, you can sit there and just listen to them over and over and, you know, have fun being reminded of the funniness.
What's your favorite moment of this fight?
First use of Force Lightning needs to be a t-shirt.
First moment. All right. So for me, it's the guards. And I just like the detail of Yoda's little fingerprints scratching on the steel. Like, that's a good touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I like slumped over Yoda because it makes me sad. All right, so this was fun. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so for
May
me and Mark,
the 4th be with you.
Yeah, and I hope you all enjoyed this. So for me, Mark Hoffmeyer, and for Megan Force Hands Hoffmeyer, this is Final Fights. We'll see you next week.